insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين.
And paradise will be brought near that day to the righteous.
وبرزت الجحيم للغاوين.
And hellfire will be brought forth for the deviators.
وقيل لهم أينما كنتم تعبدون.
And it will be said to them, where are those you used to worship?
وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين.
And paradise will be brought near that day to the righteous.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the 90th verse of this chapter, where the Holy Quran says, وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين. The paradise shall be brought near for the pious. وبرزت الجحيم للغاوين. And the hell shall appear plainly to the erring ones. And the 92nd verse, وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ. And it will be said to them, where are those that you used to worship? Now, as you were with us in the previous episode, we mentioned that the glad tidings of the Lord precedes the warnings of Him. So at first He says, أُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةِ, paradise will be brought for the pious ones, and then it is time for the unbelievers. وَرِزَتِ الْجَحِيمِ لِلْغَاوِينَ. Now, seeing what you have prepared for yourself with your own deed in the world is the first level, is the first step of your chastisement or your rewards. If you see a great paradise beneath which the rivers flow, this is your reward. This seeing, merely having that sight in front of you. And of course, on the other hand, if you are from among the unbelievers, being deviated in the world, you will see hell plainly in your sight. So the point is that your belief, your ideology, plays an important role in whatever your destiny will be. Why? Because the Holy Quran pays to the scorning statement that at this time it will be said to this deviated group, and it says, it shall be said to them, where are those that you used to worship? أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ. This means they used to believe in some other gods other than Allah. They used to worship the other things, like the idols. This is what they believed in that world. And that is why they are now in this situation.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So the Holy Quran mentions this scorning statement, وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ. It will be said to them, where are those that you used to worship? And it's not just this group that will be questioned for their beliefs in the world. Every group, each and every one of us, will be asked questions of our thoughts, of our beliefs. قِيلَ لَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ. This is not just for the unbelievers. This is not just for these deviators, based on the other verses of the Holy Quran. And if you used to worship these idols, if you were from among the unbelievers in the world, apart from seeing this sight of hell, which is plainly visible in front of you, this is one aspect of your chastisement, you will be scorned on that day. This is yet another kind of spiritual chastisement for the unbelievers. Now, what we understand from this verse of the Holy Quran is that all the human beings are inclined to worshipping. It is inherently put among all the human beings to worship something. But some try to deviate this inclination from its original and true destination. And in that time, not just the unbelievers, but also the ones that they worshipped will be put into hellfire. وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ. It will be said to them, where are those that you used to worship? And this is what the next verses explicitly mention. فَكُبْكِبُوا فِيهَا هُمْ وَالْغَابُونَ. That we will, God willing, try to mention in the next episodes. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. When faith begins.